everybody. my name is Justina. I'm from Living Water Church of the Nazarene. And I'm going to be reading from Luke 23:33-34. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Would you pray with me? Jesus, I thank you so much for this group of people. I thank you so much for what you did for us on the cross and for the days to come, Lord, that we would remember the pain and the suffering that you endured, Lord, but also the ways that you bring new life through the most unlikely of circumstances. We love you, we trust you, and I pray that through my words, you would pick out whatever is not of you and what is not anointed from you, and that you would teach us what forgiveness really looks like and how that can be applied in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So this is pretty classic. We like to hear the word forgiveness a lot. We like to lead others to forgive other people in their lives. And I think we like to think we're doing it really well. I know in my own life, forgiveness has been something that I've liked to stamp on an event in the past so that I can move forward or move on, so that I don't have to think about it again. But I think we then suppress and shove down the suffering someone has caused us and think that this is moving on. Forgiveness is a buzzword. It's something that people say a lot, but we don't talk a lot about. And it's filled with so much, yet so little meaning at the same time. And I know I don't do it well. But Jesus did and still does. And so, just to be cliche, I looked up the definition of forgiveness in the Webster's Dictionary, and he defines it as to cease to feel resentment against, which is alluding to an offender, or to grant relief from payment of, and different synonyms to be associated with forgiveness is excuse, condone, and pardon. So according to man's definition, is forgiveness complete trust and condoning of sin? Is it excusing or pardoning a wrongful deed? Is it to rid of resentment altogether? And I might sound a little arrogant in saying this, but I think Webster's Dictionary only has a small piece and fraction of what forgiveness's true definition really is. It's one of those words that gain in a specific verbiage or be fully grasped through conversation, but just as Jesus did, I have a story for you. So we have a woman in our church who embodies the word nourishment and love and nurture to me. She brings so much life to our congregation. And she recently told me a story of a man who physically assaulted her, punched her in the head, and aggressively directed his rage towards her unsuspecting body. And to imagine such harm coming upon a person that resembles the tenderness of Jesus's love fosters a great anger in me. And even as I tell the story, I can feel anger brewing inside of me. And Jesus was crucified, brutally nailed to the cross and tortured, the living embodiment of love, physically assaulted and a target of a rageful people. In Ephesians 4:31-32, it says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you." So I don't know if it's just me, but I get super annoyed, and I'm sure other people can attest to, when someone just tells you to calm down when you're really mad or really angry. Just stop being so angry, or just be more positive. And sometimes I read scripture and think, that's how I feel, at least, when I read scripture. And I think, no, I don't want to just get rid of all my bitterness and rage and anger and compassionate to those who have hurt me maliciously. And there are atrocities that are happening around us constantly. And I have the privilege to work at Rachel's Women's Center downtown, which is a small women's day center for single homeless women. It's a place where they can get a shower, they can do laundry, they can have a safe place to get off the streets during the day. And I see women battered, bruised, barely finding a will to keep living, I see women who have experienced sexual assault minutes before they stepped into the center. I've heard a woman cry hysterically entering the shower, triggered by seeing their own naked body defiled, ashamed, and violated by someone they trust. So do we forgive? Do we just calm down and be compassionate? How is that even possible in the midst of all of that? Jesus says, "Forgive them, for they not know what they do." Did the man that assaulted my fellow congregant know what he was doing? Forgiveness doesn't make sense without Jesus to me. And forgiving those who were abusing him consciously, forgiving them because they were once a small child that didn't understand pain and suffering, and that love is beyond comprehension. After my fellow congregant told me of the abuse she endured, she pointed behind me to a man. She said, "You see that man?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, "That's him. That's who hurt me." And I asked her if he'd been there the whole service, and she said that he had, but she felt a washing of peace over her body and over her mind, and that he should be accepted and loved here just as much as me. And he probably has never experienced that ever in his life. And to me, without words or without a way of explaining a definition, that is the definition of Jesus's forgiveness for us. And so I say this story not to condone or approve of coming closer to abusers in your life or tearing down any boundaries that have been keeping you safe. But I still think it's important to protect ourselves from the immediate harm that threatens our ability to feel valued and to live our life. But Jesus has proved to us that there is new life after suffering and after abuse, that there is resurrection existing in our wounds, and that forgiveness isn't seeking danger and suffering, but to know that it isn't the end. I think it's the gateway to new life, to spring, to a freedom that exists beyond the pain. So in light of this, I encourage you to think about forgiveness in your own life, how you define forgiveness, and how you would explain it to another person. Because when I think of the word forgiveness, I just think of Jesus, because I just have no other way of understanding what it is. Would you pray with me one more time? Jesus, I pray a peace and an understanding to wash over these beautiful people before me, Lord, your people, your children. Lord, there are people in the world that have experienced so much pain and suffering as a child, not knowing what they do in their future life. Lord, there are ways that we cannot define forgiveness. There's ways we cannot define how much suffering we are to go through and are going through, Lord. But we know that there is new life waiting for us after the cross. So, Lord, I pray that the next few days we can continue to keep that in mind, to know that God has died, but he has risen again on Sunday, to remind us that new life comes from the darkest of things, death. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.